makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With us today are the students or student leaders spearheading the ASEAN Youth Organization of Australia. We have Duran Pillay, an engineering student, the project director of ASEAN Games, national vice president at ASEAN Youth Organization of Australia. And we have the media and communications and co-marketing director of ASEAN Games Australia, Yijin. Hello, Duran and Yijin.
Hello.
Hi.
How you been?
Good.
Good, yes?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's getting warmer now, so.
Yes. Are you guys ready for the ASEAN Games Australia?
Yes. We're very excited for it.
Duran, tell us about the ASEAN Games Australia.
All right. So this year, the ASEAN Youth Organization of Australia, we're leading the project. ASEAN celebrating its 50th anniversary. So to commemorate this auspicious milestone of the partnerships of all the nations that make ASEAN, we decided to make ASEAN Games Australia 2017. So the aim is generally to gather individuals from different ethnic backgrounds and different from all the different nationalities, and just to, you know, get them to play games and have fun.
That's good. What are the ASEAN-based student representative bodies collaborating for this one, Yijin?
Yeah. So we have PPIA, which is the Indonesian Society, and we have MASCA as well, who originally ran the event in previous years. They are the Malaysian Society. And we have the Thai people as well, Myanmar Society, Vietnamese Student Council, Philippine Student Council, and SOV as well, which is the Singaporeans of Victoria.
Why do you think it's important to have this kind of gathering?
As Duran mentioned earlier, ASEAN just celebrated its 50th anniversary. So in a way, the games kind of acknowledge that. And I also think that it's important for the ASEAN community to have an opportunity to come together to celebrate their different cultures and also, like, our passion for Asian food. Yeah. And, yeah, just to celebrate the team spirit through sports or games.
What sports are going to be featured in the event?
So we have eight sports. Netball, futsal. Over here they call it soccer. Basketball, volleyball, ultimate frisbee, tennis, badminton, and table tennis.
Your registration was last week, am
Yes,
I right?
We just finished. Yeah, we just closed it.
So how many athletes are joining and non-athletes?
We had 110 people, yeah. It's, wow. We reached the max cap that we planned to do, yeah.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Finally, Duran, kindly invite our listeners for today's opening of the ASEAN Games Australia.
Yeah, so come join us. It's for 3 days on the 22nd to 24th, so it's a weekend. Yeah. It's not only for those who love sports. We are catering for those who do not participate in games as well. Get off your couch during the weekend. It's a family-friendly event. We have mini games and stuff like that. Mascots for kids. we just got them. Yeah, Elmo, Mario, and Luigi. So come say hi to us. See you there.
sbs.com.au/Filipino